human effort is not enough to eradicate bad habits. It can only limit them. Instead, God's decisive intervention is needed, Pope Benedict XVI said Wednesday, dedicating his general audience to the figure of the 16th century Spanish saint and doctor of the church, John of the Cross.
John was born into a poor family. As a young man, he entered the Carmelites and was ordained priest. Soon afterwards, he met Teresa of Avila in what was a decisive encounter for them both, as it discerned plans for reforming the Carmelite order.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict asked whether this great saint and mystic has something to say to us today, or whether he is just a model for a chosen few. He said we must understand that John's life was a very hard and concrete one, even to the point of prison. Holiness, said Pope Benedict, is not only for a privileged few, but a path to which we are all called.
He became Confessor of Teresa's monastery, and together they developed a rich articulation of the workings of the Lord upon the soul and the spiritual life. Despite persecution and misunderstanding from within his own order, John produced some of the most illuminating and insightful treatises in all of Western spirituality.
John of the Cross's four major writings are The Ascent of Mount Carmel, The Dark Night of the Soul, The Spiritual Canticle, and The Living Flame of Love. One of the themes much developed by John was that of the purification of the soul. By means of created things, we can discover traces of the living God in this world.
Faith, however, is a unique means by which we can come to know God as he is in himself. The demanding process of purification, at times active and at others passive, requires our determined effort, but it is God who is the real center. All man can do is dispose himself and humble himself before the loving work of God in the soul.
Pope Benedict concluded, John is for us a model of humble dedication and of faithful perseverance on the road to spiritual maturity. I'm Eimear McCarthy.